we have Secretary Schneider here. We are going to alter the agenda a little bit because she has a very busy schedule. We appreciate her coming and ask if it's okay to do her presentation now.
So I'll just say a few words and then we'll let Secretary Schneider go up and speak. It is unusual, of course, for her to be here, but I think everybody felt and she felt that it was important that you, as directors of the tollway, know the situation and understand the situation that the state is facing, but particularly IDOT is facing. As you know, yesterday we reached a highly significant milestone in our efforts to begin building a new all-electronic ultra-no pair Western access. We actually got the record of decision from the federal government, which is a tremendously significant step. That project has been all along an incredible example of a partnership with the Illinois Department of Transportation, as many of our projects are, and as the whole Move Illinois program will be. And so we want to make sure that we support our partner, and particularly at this time when the state is facing such an unprecedented crisis, really. So I'm pleased to introduce one of our ex officio board members, Illinois Transportation Secretary Ann Schneider, who is with us today to talk about the impact of the pension squeeze on IDOT. Pension costs in Illinois are really at the heart of our state's fiscal crisis, and they are having an impact on the tollways budget as well. We've shared these statistics with the board before, but I think they bear repeating. Our pension costs, the tollways pension costs, have increased 350% in the last decade. Worse yet, we currently anticipate these expenses will continue to rise as much as 10% more in the next year. And that could mean that our contribution will be as much as $41 million will be spent on pensions in 2013 alone, $31 million more than we were spending 10 years ago in 2003. So if you look at that $31 million and what we could do with it, if we were to bond that revenue, that would be $500 million more, up to $500 million more for the Move Illinois program. That's more roads, more interchanges, more work from the tollway, and obviously IDOT is experiencing many of the same pressures, if not worse, quite frankly. So while we appreciate our retired workers, and we want to make sure that they are taken care of absolutely, we also want to make sure that we have a strong and stable pension system for the current state workers and tollway employees that we have, and of course those employees that we are yet to have and then will be the future employees of our organization. So pension reform is needed right away, and we want to thank Ann for joining us and alerting us to some of the issues that IDOT is facing and IDOT's perspective. You're welcome to speak from your seat, or we also have a podium up there with a microphone that's probably a little easier for the people on the air to hear.
Okay.
First of all, thank you all very much for giving me the time to talk to you. It's very nice to meet all of you. I know some of you, and I haven't met all of you. But Christy, Director LaFleur, excuse me, raised some very good points in her introduction, and that is that we're doing a lot of work with that impacts what's happening here at the tollway. Congratulations on the record of decision, by the way, for the Elgin O'Hare Western Access. That is a tremendous milestone in that very important project, and one that has been in decades in the making because of the financial situation of IDOT in being able to deliver that size of project. We're very fortunate to have tollway partners to help make sure that those types of projects that will really benefit this region and the state come to fruition. And as you work through your...
Thank you for your help.
Yeah. Thank you. It's very exciting. I'm so happy about that. I'm waiting for another one next week, maybe Ileana. So anyway, we are at IDOT working very closely with the tollway on some of the other projects that you've got going on as part of your Move Illinois program. You've got the work on the Jane Addams occurring, and that's coming to contract next year, and we have to make sure that on the east end of that project it connects very well into our system on the Kennedy. And anytime there is tollway activity, there are connections with our system. And we're in a situation sometimes where we're challenged to be able to make the necessary improvements where those two connect, where those two systems connect, because of the financial constraints that we have. And the pension situation of the state of Illinois is making that even more difficult for us now and even more so as we go forward. So I've passed out just a high-level overview of what the problem is, but there's some things I wanted to highlight in here. And when we look at what our pension costs have done at the Department of Transportation, just as an example, back in 2006, the department's contributions for its employees to the state pension fund was $29 million, and that was for 5,646 employees. Next year, in fiscal year 14, we're looking at having a pension contribution for our employees of $184,649,000 for fewer employees, 5,313 employees. And so that is obviously eating away at what we're able to do. And I put in the handout an example of the current multi-year program. That program could be $900 million more than what it is had we had pension contributions remaining at the per employee level from 2006. So in 2006, we were paying roughly $5,100 per employee. Next year, we're going to be paying $34,800 per employee. Because of taking that out of the program, we calculated what that meant in terms of actual projects and impact to our system. So with that money, we could repair an additional 2,300 miles of road or 400 bridges, and that's a very conservative estimate. And that would create or help retain 10,400 jobs throughout the state. So clearly, this is really impacting our ability as we go forward. And as we look into the future, and this part is what is really worrisome to me, if we sustain the same rate of growth over the next 6 years in our pension contributions that we had over the last 6 years, in just 6 years, we're going to be paying $400 million a year in pension contributions, and that's assuming we don't hire any more people, that we keep our headcount at the same level. So obviously, some of the things that you're doing and accomplishing through the Move Illinois program, we're not going to be able to have that be rationalized into our system because we're not going to have the resources to contribute to make the necessary improvements. And that's holding back our ability to maintain our system. Our system is 16,000 miles of roads and 8,000 bridges. And the money that we have to program is going less and less far because of inflation and other factors. But because we're taking this $900 million out of the program, and that could potentially become even $1 billion, $1.5 billion out of our program, which is covers a 6-year basis, we're going to be challenged to deliver even the basic needs for the state of Illinois when it comes to maintaining our current system. That's not even to talk about how we have to work together to try and address congestion issues, especially in northeastern Illinois and in the metro east downstate. So the other part of this is that we are very fortunate that Governor Quinn passed a capital bill in 2009, Illinois Jobs Now capital bill. And as a result of that, we have been able to invest $14 billion in our state's highway infrastructure. We are reliant on bond issuance for that. And because of the situation with the pensions, and I think just earlier this week, the governor indicated that we were hearing from the rating agencies we may be subject to another downgrade, the cost of borrowing is going up. And that also impacts our ability to deliver more program because as we increase debt service costs, that's less money that's available to us to do program on a pay-as-you-go basis. So we're facing this squeeze from two ends, the pension contribution side and also from the bond rate and the interest rates that we are paying. I've included a chart in the handout so that you can see what we're actually paying in pensions, and you can see how that has skyrocketed since 2006. And I think it's really important for everybody here to understand that that's not only impacting what we do at the Department of Transportation, but it's also having an indirect impact on what happens here at the tollway. And I really appreciate the opportunity today to talk to you about what's happened with our pension costs and the importance of really getting out in front of this. There's a website out there, This Is My Illinois, and thanks in advance. We encourage you to visit that website. You can get information about the problem. There are some videos there that explain it, I think, in very simple layman's terms to help people understand what is going on with the situation. And there are a number of proposals floating around. There was one that floated around during the spring session, and now there's another proposal that's been put together that people have worked on. But I think the message is we need to make sure our elected officials know how important it is that they deal with this issue now. We cannot afford to wait. The $184 million pension contribution that we're making next year is really inhibiting our ability to do what's necessary to keep our state globally competitive and economically viable. So I really appreciate, again, the opportunity to be here today to talk to you about what the impact is on IDOT, and then indirectly how that affects what happens here at the tollway. And I'm happy to answer any questions if you have them. And if not,
thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions? Well, we appreciate your coming. We particularly appreciate it at this busy time of year, but we know the urgency of this is really enormous, and that the governor has and other policymakers in the state have talked about the possibility of doing something in January, and I think the board, understanding the relationship with IDOT, would really encourage everyone to try to knuckle down and figure out how to solve this, and if there's anything we can do to help in that, I think we all would be willing to do that.
We do appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming, and thank you for all the cooperation and the work that you do with us. It's, I would say, a sea change for the whole way, and I got to see you come, and it's really been helpful to all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. So I know Ann needs to leave for another meeting. Thank you so much for coming.
You can just leave your proxy. We'll vote your vote.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So we finished, I think, with finance, and now we have a report from Director Gonzalez from the Audit Committee.
Thank you. The Audit Committee met yesterday as well, December 12th. We were given a schedule by KPMG, our external auditors, for the December 2012 external audit, which is for the period ending December 31st, 2012. They have already come out and started internal control testing. They were out here in the month of November. They expect to start field work in January, be out here at the tollway to June. We also were provided a presentation for our two-year internal audit plan. The two-year audit plan is for 2013-2014. 50% of the hours in both years will be allocated to mandatory internal controls and review of external parties. The tentative schedule for 2013 audit committee was also provided. We expect to be meeting in the months of February, August, and December in 2013. And at the August meeting, we anticipate having the results of the external audit.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Director Gonzalez? Chair, Director, thank you. I thought it was a good meeting and appreciated the Cassandra's work. Thank you. Okay, we'll turn to the planning, strategic planning, and since Director Wiesner couldn't be here, Director Sweeney is going to step in.
He's going to step in with no notes, and I've had to see in his pants.
But he was a very attentive committee.
I was, but I wrote nothing down. So, quickly and mostly from memory, there were two important things that were discussed yesterday. I think most importantly, first, we adopted an official policy for signage for the tollway going forward, and I believe that the fee structure has been put into place. Program fee structure, full interchanges now will be $2,000 for a sign on a full interchange, and then a $950 a year for the next 2 to 15 years. Fee as well. Partial interchanges would go to $1,000 with a $450 with a 2 to 15 year fee structure. There was a lot of discussion on when and where and how you can put signs up. There's a lot of federal regulations that dictate that, and the policy is in accordance with that. We are then also are in the process of doing the same thing with landscaping, a landscaping policy. Really, that's in working with the communities, I believe, where a village or a city would like to enhance the interchange with their landscaping, may not like the landscaping that is there, so we're going to develop a policy where, you know, we have actually, when you get down to it, particular bushes that are that are tolerant to the harsh environment that you'll find along the interchanges, and then a policy on even signage for the villages. You know, there are some that are done already. Particularly, I can remember the I think the Oak Lawn Hickory Hills exit at 95th Street, where there is acknowledgement of the communities as you come off the interchanges, and develop a policy so that we can continue to do that type of work with the communities. And then a discussion on our work plan for last year, brought that up to date, and a work plan for next year, and change some of our priorities. One of the things I do remember we discussed yesterday, because I probably brought it up, that's the only reason I remember, was that we look at whether or not we're going to integrate the future change that we're starting to see in the trucking industry with the use of compressed natural gas or liquefied natural gas, and stations being integrated along the first corridor that we're really rebuilding, which is the 90 corridor. And I believe that's being, going to be studied as well. And that's something fairly new that we're going on. And that's pretty much all I can do.
Thank you. You did a great job on short notice. Appreciate it. So the blue board signage policy will be up for vote at today's board meeting later. And the landscaping is in the early phases.
Early study stages. Yes.
Yeah, so we did get some comments on the signage policy. We reviewed those and we put it forward basically the way you've seen it in the past, so there were no changes to that. Rocco, is there anything we missed?
I put the new board resolution on the consent agenda. That was the
okay, great. Thank you very much, Director Sweeney. Appreciate it. Any questions about any of the committee reports? Okay, so we have the 2013 board and committee meeting schedule, which you can access through your computer. We just want to go on the record and approve that. May I hear a motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? You may not recuse yourself or abstain on that. And then we do have the review and approval of the executive session minutes. They've been circulated. They've been reviewed by the general counsel. If anybody wants to discuss the recommendations there, we can do it during executive session, but I think all the directors probably have reviewed them and are comfortable with them. Is there anybody that wants to review them in executive session? This is something by statute we do every 6 months. We go through our executive session minutes and make sure that the things that we've redacted and kept out of public domain because they are personnel matters or because they're about collective bargaining or litigation are kept under seal, basically, at the tollway. They're available under certain circumstances, but then we do go through and make sure that there's nothing that needs to be released. So I see no one who looks as if he wants to bring them up in executive session, so may I then hear a motion to approve the release of the items that have been indicated by the general counsel?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you very much. And then I think the last thing that I have is the board self-evaluation. We met about 18 months ago, I think, as a board. Some of the board members who are here now were not a part of that, and we created a set of principles and goals and guidelines for the board and activities. We also ended up creating the committees of the board, so I think we are able to put up on the screen, Trenise, is that right? Just the front piece of this. I just want to make sure that the directors are familiar with this. You've each gotten a copy of a draft version of this evaluation. Looks like that. If you can't.
Not on the screen, but on the laptop.
Okay, it's on our laptop, right?
Additional items.
Okay.
Under the chair.
Okay, great. Thank you. So just quickly, we're going to ask each of the board members to fill this out if we are comfortable with what it is, and we really have five sections. We want to talk about how the board is performing against our principles that we've established. We want to make sure that our core responsibilities, which are really the functions that we're performing as opposed to the principles, that we're doing the best we can on those and how we can improve. The importance of the responsibilities for the next 1 to 2 years, so we're going to be looking forward on what the board members feel are the important things that we should be doing. And then we want to talk about basically the support that the Tollway Board has gotten in terms of doing its job, what we're calling here the enhancers, to support our effectiveness. And then finally, want to talk about the effectiveness of the board committee. So if you have any suggestions or concerns about the board committee. And this is a very short survey, but I think the information we get back on the survey will help us make sure that as we go forward, we use this board time effectively, we use the committee time effectively, we use your time effectively, we use the staff time effectively. You're getting the material sufficiently in advance and the kind of detail you want. Presentations are the kinds of things you want. And it's just a way to sort of do a kick the tires check to make sure that the board members are comfortable with the way that the board is operating. I'd like to do this every 18 months or so just to get ourselves to reflect a little bit about how we're functioning, and I think it's a good practice, a good governance practice for the board. So I don't know if anybody had any specific questions or concerns about the survey. You did get it out electronically earlier, and I didn't hear back from anybody. But if you have any suggestions or concerns, if you just scribble on it, Trenise has helped put this together. If you find any typos, misspellings, things like that, give it to Trenise. Once we've got your comments, we'll just send it out to everybody and ask that you fill it out, and we'll get it back, and then we'll collate it. Any questions about that? I know it's a little bureaucratic. I can't help it. It's part of my nature. Okay. Why don't we then turn to the executive director's report?
The important thing is that you recognize and admit it.
The bureaucratic side? No, I live with it. Yeah. Imagine being inside my brain. It's terrible.
Thank you very much. I mentioned the Elgin O'Hare record of decision earlier. I also want to take an opportunity to introduce Vicky Santiago, who's here. You know, we, as you know, have this oversight structure of an SPO and CPO that actually are not from the tollway, but approve and work with us on our procurements. Vicky has stepped in. Our SPO has had some, you know, family issues recently. She stepped in. She's done a tremendous job, and she's here today. I know we all talk about procurement a lot. Of course, Vicky, always in glowing terms. she's done a great job in stepping in and moving things quickly and keeping everything on track for us, which we all know is very important. So thank you.
And we appreciate her coming and seeing us in our living, breathing lecture.
Yes, right. Thank you. Just a quick note, I'd like to take a moment to invite all of you to the holiday celebration here at the Tollway. It's going to be at the Central Administration Building on Wednesday, December 19th from 1:30 to 3. This is our annual, you know, holiday event. And then, of course, we and the executive team go out and try to deliver cookies or go out and visit the various locations around the Tollway. At least we do it once a year to let people know that we are thinking about them, and we appreciate all of their work, too. So. We hope that some people will be able to join us for that. I wanted to recognize an award that we've received, and just kudos to Communications and frankly many others here at the Tollway. PR Week Awards 2013, the Public Affairs Campaign for Move Illinois was named a finalist for an award from PR Week Magazine. PR Week Awards bills itself as the highest accolade in the public relations industry, which of course we all already knew. So this year, a panel of more than 75 judges from across the industry reviewed more than 800 submissions in 35 categories, and our Move Illinois Public Affairs campaign has been singled out. So thank you very much, Wendy. You did a tremendous job, and I know that there are a lot of people, you know, engineering, everybody who really pitched in on that. You've done a fantastic job, and I wanted to recognize you there.
Can we do an accolade?
Accolade, yes. The Tollway has also been recognized for a Pride in Construction Award from the Construction Industry Service Corporation, or CISCO. The 294 I-90 Tri-Level Bridge Project was selected by CISCO as the best rehab construction project in 2012. The award ceremony will be held on January 25th at CISCO's annual breakfast meeting in Schaumburg, and we'll be there. Engineering did a great job on that project. As you recall, I think this was the one where we actually closed the bridge down for a period of several months and diverted the traffic, but it did allow us to finish the project more quickly and, frankly, a better quality, I think, longer-lasting end result. So fantastic job, and, you know, another great recognition for the hard work that our engineering division does. So. Let's have another accolade for that. Who is part of Paul Kovacs, Menard Nashes, and the engineering team, and Greg Stupel's here for Paul today, and I know he was a part of it as well. So, other than that, I don't know that I have anything else. There was one item that we discussed in the finance committee yesterday. I think you might have mentioned it, we had a bid opening on Tuesday. We had put something on the finance committee to award that project. We ultimately couldn't get all of the details wrapped up for this board meeting, so we're happy that we have that early January board meeting so that we can get all the information to you and hope we can just have it on the agenda at that meeting to keep that project on track. We had tried to get it going and maybe rush it a little bit so that we could get it to the board this month and get it going, but I think it'll probably make it to the early January meeting. So thanks for the consideration on that. So
that was item number 7?
I believe it was item number 7. Right. So that'll be deferred until hopefully that early January meeting.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
Anything else for me?
So we'll turn to the consent agenda, and I will say, as I always do, that we are going to go through this quickly, but all of this has been reviewed by the committees, and as you've heard from the committee chairs, some time and energy and questions have gone into this, but it feels fast, but there's been a lot of due diligence done. On the finance section, we have a recusal on number 2, so we'll take number 1 alone, which is the approval of the employee health benefits programs. I want to commend Mike Kelch and his team. We had a discussion yesterday in the committee that in the face of a lot of big increases in health care costs, I think we have a relatively modest increase, and we should feel good about that. And Christy and her negotiating team, in terms of the way that some of the costs are borne by others than from the tollway. So congratulations on that. So may I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Any recusals? Number 2 is the renewal of the insurance indemnity contract, and there's a recusal by Director Reddick. Do we hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? We have the 1 recusal. Then I think we can take items 3 through 6. I would just note that item 6, as been mentioned by Chair Peterson, was the final budget. You all have copies of that at your place. We had the 2 public hearings, and it's been online. It's been reviewed publicly. There were actually no changes from the way it was originally submitted. So we appreciate and congratulate people. We're living within our means. Our budget is virtually constant from where we've been, and with all the economic going on Move, Illinois, that's quite a feat. So I'll take a motion then to approve 3 through 6.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. On procurement, I think we can do items 1 through 7. Unless anybody has anything. I don't see any recusals on here. Okay, is there anything you want to comment on any procurement things, Christy?
I don't think there's the highway emergency
land control.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Yes, the guy plays volleyball. Yeah, very good. So we do have 1 that has been a long time in the making. For some of the directors who've been on the board for a while, you've heard us talk about our goal to find a sponsor for our help trucks. The help trucks are the 13 vehicles that we have out patrolling the road on a regular basis, looking for customers who are in need of assistance, a stalled car, you know, some other, you know, flat tire, some problem on the roadway. Ultimately, they last year helped 33,000 of our customers get out of sticky situations, and of course, safely, which is important. We want to get them on the road quickly. This procurement has been, I will say, arduous. We've had several attempts, and because of missed Board of Election certificates or other things, we haven't had success, but I think this is the second or third time, and we've finally gotten to a point now where we've gotten successfully through the RFP process with an award going, hopefully today, to Travelers Marketing, which is the intermediary, and it will ultimately likely be State Farm that will be advertising on the trucks themselves. But it's tremendous. Our help truck program costs about $2 million a year. This sponsorship will provide $1.8 million over the first 3-year period with opportunities for another 3 years of renewals. And will provide, you know, opportunities for State Farm to have some logos and some other, you know, signage related to the Help Truck program. So, like I said, some logos on the Help Trucks themselves, maybe some something on the uniforms. But ultimately, it was our goal to make sure that the Help Trucks and people still look like tollway employees. We didn't want there to be any confusion if 6 years from now, 3 years from now, there's a new sponsor, that look would totally change and then people wouldn't be able to recognize them as tollway employees. So we've been careful about that. And I know Wendy and her team and everyone have been thoughtful of it, but it is, you know, really underwriting almost a third of the program for us in that 3 year period of time. So a great example of us hopefully getting some revenue from non-toll sources. And I know a lot of work from procurement and communications went into that development of that RFP and working on this. So we are very excited about it. So thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
Congratulations, and another example of persistence pays off. So thank you for your persistence on this. So I think what I'll do is take 1 through 6, we'll omit 7 and then 8, because we do have a recusal on 9. So items 1 through 6 and then item 8, may I hear a motion?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? No recusals. And then item number 9, there is a recusal from Director Peterson. May I hear a motion on that?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Greg, I'm just rushing through this. Are there any of these that you wanted to comment on? No, you're just here to answer questions?
Yep.
Very wise. So then we'll take, I think, numbers 10 through 15, unless there were any further recusals on those.
11, I think.
11.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have that in my notes. Okay, I was looking at the paper copy. Okay, so we'll take 10. May I hear a motion, please?
Motion. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, and then we'll take number 11. There's a recusal for Director Peterson on that.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, and then we'll take 12 through 15. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you.
Any motions for procurement items?
I'm sorry, I did not do that. Okay. And let me ask for motion for procurement items. I got so carried away listening to the about the truck.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you very much. We will turn to legal. Do you want to talk about the intergovernmental agreement? I know that Chair Peterson mentioned it in his remarks. David, did you want to say anything?
I summarized it well.
Okay.
Ask questions.
Any questions on that one? Okay, may I hear a motion?
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Do you want to talk about bond council, or do you want to do that?
We talked about it in finance yesterday. We have three fantastic firms, two to serve as bond counsel, issuers counsel, and then a recommendation we would suggest be made to the underwriters for their counsel for the upcoming issuance. We're very pleased with the crop we have. That's from the pool of 10 that we approved some months ago. We've now got down to the finer selections.
Okay. Are there any questions on that? There is a resolution that is attached on the screen. I don't know that you can get it up here. Do you want to just mention it to us?
Number 2, Chair?
I'm sorry?
Regarding
yes.
Number 2?
Yes.
Sure. So this is for the bond council we were just discussing, and the recommended firm for serving as the tollways bond council is Chapman & Cutler, LLP. One of the most prominent in the city and in the nation. We're proud that they've talked to them in advance and they're ready to step in and work with us immediately. Worlds and Brady, another very well-known firm in the industry, we're recommending as issuers counsel. And then the recommendation to be made to serve as underwriters counsel would be the firm of Michael Best and Friedrich, another top-notch firm, very capable in the area. All three of these firms we've discussed with and are ready and willing to start.
Okay. And you see in the resolution, there is a fee schedule that's there, and I think everybody's had an opportunity to review that, and when we voted for these originally, we vetted them.
That's the schedule, right? That's the schedule, Chair, that we agreed to with the pool, which would apply to any of them that get the work.
Right. Okay. May I hear a motion on that one?
No more approval.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Any recusals on this one? Okay. And we're now waiting for one more procurement before we can issue debt?
We're waiting for, you know, underwriters and I think financial advisors hold, right? So that is something that we hope to deal with again at this special meeting in January that I know, I think Trinise is working still on finding a date when we can get a quorum of the board.
It looks like January 10th.
Okay.
Okay. And we appreciate the work that you're doing to get us through this and get this done on the 10th so that we can be out in the market as soon as possible. So did I do the motion on the bond count on the...
Yes.
Yes, okay. So that one's done. Okay.
Chairman, can I...
Yes.
Can I go back to engineering?
Yes.
Number 7.
That's the one that we pulled? The Lori contract?
We did pull 7.
Well, 7 on the agenda on your screens would be, I think, me. Oh, wait, no.
Flody, I think.
Flody, I'm sorry.
Is that, I think I made the motion to approve that.
No, that one, I think we skipped over. We
did.
That was the one that's deferred to January.
That's the one that was pulled.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, anything else? Do we have any unfinished business? Do we have any new business? I'd like to hear a motion to go into executive session.
We recommend a motion to proceed to executive session pursuant to certain exceptions in the Open Meetings Act this month pursuant to 2C1 to discuss, 2C2 to discuss collective bargaining involving the tollway, and 2C11 to discuss pending and potential litigation involving the tollway.
Okay, and I think the two items that might have called for votes when we come back into regular session have been handled already.
Took care.
Okay, so we'll come back simply to adjourn. So for those who are hoping for great action at our reconvene, there will be no votes other than to adjourn. So thank you, everybody. Have a very happy holiday. Please take food when you leave so that we're not all sitting in here eating it during our executive session. Do the directors want to take a break before executive session? Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break. Okay, thank you. Be safe on the holidays.